This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. Quite a day for Gopher women's basketball at the barn yesterday. They used a buzzer beater and got to the Sweet 16.
McKinney and Braun join Grahalski. Grahalski to inbound. Get it into Amaya Battle. 15-foot baseline. Jumper is good! At the buzzer for the Sweet 16!
That's Justin Guard on Gopher Radio. Here's Gopher guard Tori McKinney on Amaya Battle's game winner.
I was just saying, I didn't even see it because I was like setting self a screen or something like that. But then I just like heard these cheers and I like whipped my head around and she made it. And I was like, she's my favorite player. So my favorite player made the biggest play of the night. And it was honestly amazing.
The Gophers beat Ole Miss 65-63. Minnesota advances to the Sweet 16 for the first time since 2005. Battle finished with 14 points and 11 rebounds. Minnesota will play in Sacramento on Friday against the winner of tonight's game between UCLA and Oklahoma State. Pro hoops, the Timberwolves beat the Celtics in Boston for the first time since 2005. They knocked off the Celtics last night 102-92. Bones Highland came off the bench to score a team-high 23. Io DeSumo added 17 and says this is a nice bounce-back win after Friday's home loss to Portland.
This game was huge. Each game down the stretch is very important, and we were able to respond. You know, Boston is one of the top teams in the NBA. So we knew we had to come with it. And that's what the NBA is all about. When you make mistakes, when you lose, you always have an opportunity the next game to correct those mistakes, and that's what we did tonight.
The Wolves will host Houston in a big one on Wednesday. The Twins beat the Braves 7-3 yesterday in Fort Myers. They got a homer from Byron Buxton. Gopher baseball beat Indiana yesterday 14-2. Gopher softball beat Iowa 1-0. Gopher women's hockey has a new head coach. Assistant coach Greg Boom May was promoted for the head job. The Minnesota United played to a scoreless draw against Seattle yesterday, 0-0 in St. Paul. For more Minnesota sports info, follow us on X at Minnesota Radio. This is MNN Sports.